April 23rd, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." My son desires these rules of conduct for a good vocation be passed on to you today. These are not suggestions, but rather commandments for fulfilling a vocation as God desires. They are meant for all, cardinals, bishops, and priests. This has been a long time coming, but the hour is here when straightforward talk is needed. No one can say they weren't aware of what was weakening their vocation once they digest this. These rules of conduct unravel the abuse of authority, the compromise of truth, and, if closely adhered to, unite the heart of the Church, which is greatly needed today. Pay attention to what I am saying today by way of the grace of my Immaculate Heart. 1. You must not think that your rank or title is your salvation. Work and pray for your own personal holiness. 2. You must work towards the salvation of your flock, not towards any political advantage within the ranks of the hierarchy. 3. You must realize that the future of the world rests in your hands now, for every soul you lead to godliness changes the future of the world. 4. You must make it known that Jesus' mercy does not mean his acceptance of sin, but his forgiveness of sin. Imitate his mercy. 5. You must clearly define good from evil and identify sin as sin. Never remain silent in the face of sin. 6. You must never remain silent about sin to gain popularity or approval from others. 7. You must never use obedience as a means of control, manipulation, or retaliation. Rather, earn the loving respect of your followers. 8. You must never make the acquisition of money or worldly goods or popularity your priority, but always put the salvation of souls first. 9. Private revelation, apparitions, and heavenly intervention must be discerned fairly, not with the preconceived attitude of curtailing belief in such things out of jealousy and the need to control. You must never say there is nothing supernatural going on, for the Holy Spirit is everywhere. Spiritual warfare takes place in every heart. You are responsible for all the souls you mislead about genuine apparitions and all the prayers you stop. See these graces as an aid and not competition. If you follow these my instructions to you today, your vocation will be solidly safeguarded. If you compromise these truths in any way, you will be giving Satan his foothold.